Shkolim, Mishnai Shkolim, Perik Vav, is learned Leilu Nishma Sarer Elke, Basir of Shnei Zlama Menachem Mendel, passed away on Acharin Shal Pesach, Hayalofim Tav Shinayin, it's learned Leilu Nishmosa, Tei Nishmosa, Terur B'Tzerer Achayim. Mishna Aleph, Shloisha Osar Shofros, there were 13 boxes, and they're made in the shape, as we mentioned before, in the shape of a shofar, which is narrow on the top and wide on the bottom, and it was in a slant. They were in the Migdash. Shloisha Osar Shulchanis, there were 13 tables. Shloisha Esri Shtachavoy Yisoy Migdash, 13 times you bowed in the Beis HaMikdash. Shal Beis Rabban Gamliel, the house, the family members of Rabban Gamliel, Shal Beis Rabbi Hananias Gan HaKoinim, and the family members from Rabban Hananias Gan HaKoinim, Hoyim Shtachim Arba Osar, they would bow 14 times. Ve'echen Hoysu Yisayda, in which place did they bow this extra, this 14th time? Kenegedir Ha'itzim, next to the holder where they used to keep store the wood, she came to Sirus Biyod Maviseyim, because this was a tradition in their by them passed along from their parents, Sheshamor and Nignes, that there in the storage place from the wood, the Arin was hidden. Says the Bartanura, Shloisha Osor Shefris, there were 13 Shefris, Tevis Tzoris, these were box that were narrow milmail on the top, Ruchavis milmato, and they were wide on the narrow on the top and wide on the bottom. Akumis, they were crooked, Kein Shefer, like a Shefer. Mipnei haramoyim, that is done because of the thieves. Shalayuchlu lachnis yodnum l'teichon, so they should not able to put their hands inside. Laharis atzmom, to show themselves ki lunoisnim l'teichon, as if they're giving inside there, v'neikli m'teichon, they would really be taking. Ulakamon mefarish, later on he will explain, lomo shleisha osor shefris, why was there a need for 13 shefris? Ushleisha osor shulchonis, and 13 tables, ubeizemok and menochim, in which place did they put them? Sholish asrish istachavoyis, there were 13 times they bowed. Later on the Mishnah will explain where they were. Kineged dir ha'etzim, opposite, the 14th time was opposite the holder, the storage place for the wood. Lishka, that was the room, shasham ha'yu etzim kol atzem arocha, there they would store all the wood for the fire, for the mizbeach. V'yehoysa b'miktsoya mizrochis tzveinis, that was on the east, northeast corner of the Ezras Noshim, Shal Ezras Noshim, of the courtyard with the women's stay. Shasham, and the reason they did it, because they had a tradition in Rabbi Gamliel's and the Chaninas Gan HaKoyim, had a tradition, Shasham Orin Nigas, that there is where the Aron was in. She Yeshio HaMelech, King Yeshio Tziva instructed the Ganzuhu Lamata, they hid it below, Bimat moinius akumis ba'al kal, in crooked and in bent ways hiding. Shabona Shleima built Bisman Shabona Samais, at the time that he built the structure, the Beis HaMikdash, v'yodan inushu soifel l'chorev, that at the end it will be destroyed. V'haynu diksiv b'divrayom, this is what it states in the Divrayom in Beis, in Perek Lamed Hei, v'yoshio, v'yoshio, it says, v'yomer la'levim, Hamevinim, he says to the Levim, those who understand, Tnuas Aron HaKodesh, place the holy Aron Bebayis in the house of Shabona Shleima, that Shleima built Vchulu. V'imoy, and then he's, Batnura adds, together with the Aron, also Nignas Mate Aron, the staff of Aron was hidden, V'tzintzenas Hamon, and the jug with the mon, Utzluchis Shol Shemen HaMishcha, and a jug that contained the anointing oil. Mishnah Beis, Maise b'koyin echod, it happened by a koyin, shoyim is asik, that he was working in the storage place of the wood. So he was picking out wood that has worms, which are not fit for the mizbeach. V'ro ha'itzpa, and he saw that the floor in that storage place, shimishunim ha'chavriseho, that it is different, that one stone was on the ground different than all the other stones, so he understood that something is hidden underneath that stone. So he came and told his friend, Lahik speak Ligmar Adover, he did not have time to finish his words. Achiyotso Nishmosay, till his soul departed him. Yod Biyichud, so then they knew for sure Shasham Horin Ignes, that the Orin was hidden over there. That's the place where the Orin was hidden. Says the Batanura Shoy Mis Asig Bimalachta, he was occupied in his work, Matliya Sa'itzim, unworming the woods, making sure that there's no worm in the woods that were used for the Mizbeach. Ubalmum Hoya, he was a Kohen who had a mum, he had a blemish, he wasn't fit to serve. Umalachtum Shalbale Mumin, and the work of the people that had these mum and Lachin Eitz in the Marocha to prepare wood for the fire. For the Mizbeach, any wood that had a worm in it, possibly Mizbeach, was unfit for the Mizbeach. So you notice, she mishuna, that it's different. But this stone was not equal to the rest of the stones of the floor. So he understood that it was removed, and then it was put back. So then, because he died because of this, the new biyichud, Yichud needs be bitter, they know for sure. Says the Mishnah Gimel, Vehechin hoyim mishtachvin, on which space did they bow down the three times? Arba betzofen, four times in the north side, Arba bedorim, and four times in the south side. Sholish b'mizrach, three times in the east side. Ushtayim b'mayrim, and two times in the west side. Kineget shloish osor shorim, corresponding to the 13 gates. Sha'orim Duraimim, the gates from the south side, Smuchim Lamayrev, they were close to the west. Shar Ha'elyin, the upper gate, Shar Hadlik, the gate from the storage place, from the wood that was burnt. Shar HaBechoides, the gate that through which the behemoths, the animals, those who were bechayim to slaughtering, were carried through. Shar Hamayim, the gate for water. Veloma nikra shmoi Shar Hamayim, why was it called the gate of water? Sheboi machnisim tzlucha shamayim shnisuch b'chag, through this gate they would bring in the pitcher of water to pour on the Mizbeach on Sukkos. Rabbi Lez ben Yaakov says, boi hamayim mifachim, by the gate, by this gate, the well is wide as a jug, because there is a well of water that comes out of the Kodesh Shekodoshim, from the Holy of Holies, which is very narrow, like the horns of a grasshopper, and that water goes through the gate from the south side, and by that gate it's wide as the opening of a small jug. And the water is prepared, they should go underneath the miftan, underneath the floor of the Beis HaMikdash. Opposite the four doors, there were four doors, batsofen, on the north side, smuchim lemayrev, they were close to the mayrev side. Shar Yechonia, the gate of Yechonia. Shar Kordon, the gate through which the Korbanis that are called Kodesh Kodashim, the Holy of Holies, were brought to be slaughtered. Shar Noshim, through the gate, the women who needed to go and be with their Korbanis. Shar Hashir, through the gate of the song, they brought in the vessels, the playing instruments. Why is this gate called by the name Yechonia? Through this gate, Yechonia went into the Beis HaMikdash to bow down before he was sent out to exile. And through this gate, he went from the Beis HaMikdash straight into exile. B'Mizrach, on the east side, you had the Shar Niknoir. That was the gate that Niknor brought from Egypt. And there were two small doors in this large door. The one was on the right side from the door, and the other one is the left side from the door. And then there were two gates in the south side. They had no special name, just doors. So says the Bar Tanura, Veichin Hoyim Mishtachavin. So where would they bow down? This Shloish Esr Mishtachavoyis that Nan Leilu. We learned before they used to bow down 13 times. Veichin Hoyim Mishtachavoyis. Where they bow down? So it says that bow down where all the gates were. There were four in the north, four in the south, three in the east, and two in the west, corresponding to all the gates that were there. The southern gates were close to the west, and then it started with what's called Shar HaElyon, the upper gate. It says the Bar Tanura, Har HaBayis Hoyo Meshupa Ve'Ela, the Temple Mount was in a slant, and it went up, it was elevated. It went Mi Mizrach Lemayra, from east to west. B'Shar HaSomuch Lemayra, and the gate that was close to the west, Hushara Elyon, that is the upper gate, since it's higher up by the elevation, it's close to Meirav. V'achrov, and afterwards was Shar HaDelek, was the Shar of the fuel, Delek, Hu Shar Shalishkas Eitzim, that was the gate of Lishka Eitzim, Shalishu B'drom HaZora, which was in the south of the Azora. V'al Shem Shemachnisim Derech Shom Atzeh Marocha, because you bring through there the wood that you burn on the Mizbeach, Shadolkem on Mizbeach, that burn on the Mizbeach, Nikra Shar HaDelek, that's why it's called the gate of the Delek of the fuel. Then you have the Shar HaBechoides, the reason it's called the Bechoides, Shavachnisin Shom HaBechoides, because they would bring through there the firstborn of the animals, Hanishchotim Bedorim, that were Shachten on the south side. And that's why it's in the Dorim. So we had another reason the Mishnah gave why it's called the Shar Hamayim, Shaboy Hamayim, Boy Hamayim Mefachim. What is the Hamayim Mefachim? Kidiksiv, as it says in Yecheskel Memzayin, V'neimayim Mefachim min HaKotev HaYimonis, that the water was Mefachim from the right shoulder. Behind Dorum, that means the right means the south, Shekor Yimin, which is called right, Kidiksiv Tzofen V'Yimin, north and south, and it's called Yumin. Because facing east, south is your right. V'ro Yecheskel b'nevuah, and Yecheskel saw in his prophecy, that they were coming out from the Holy of Holies, dakim kigar nechagovim, they were thin, like the horns of the grasshoppers. U'kshemagim l'shar zeh, when they reached to this gate, mizgabrim v'nasim, they became energized a lot, and they became kimloi pi pach cotton, like the opening of a small jug. Behind the koriluhu, and that's why it's called mayim mipachim, like from loshen pach. Then they had the shara korban, shomachnisin kodshi kadoshim. There they would bring the kodshi kadoshim, sheshchitos batzofim were slaughtered in the north. So shara korban says the Bar Tanura, shomachnisin kodshi kadoshim. There you would bring in the Holy of Holies, Shishkitos and Batzofen. They were Shechten the Tzofen. That's why it was a Tzofen gate. Shar Hanoshim, the gate for the women. Sheboy Hanoshim Nischnos, is that where the women entered. Lismich al Korbonim, to lean on their sacrifice. Ledivir Rav Yosi, that's according to the opinion of Yosi. The Omer Noshim Semchis Rishus. The Noshim have to lean, that's optional, they are allowed to. Ledivir Rav Yudiv Rav Shimon. And according to Rabbi Yehuda of Shimon, Lamid al Korbonon, they're not Tzemir, but they stand there while their Korban is done. Then you have the Shar HaShir, the gate of the song, Derech Shomoy Machnisin Klishir. Through that gate, they would bring in the instruments for song. Shabo Yotzo Yechonya Begalusoy, Shar Yechonya, that was the gate that Yechonya went to exile. Shenichnas Lebeis Hamigdosh Lishtachvis, for he entered into the Beis Hamigdosh to bow, with little Rishus, and to take permission. When he went to exile in Babel, and he exited through that gate, that's what's called the Shar Yechonya. Shar Nikener says, it's explained in the Gemara in Yuma, in chapter Omer Lehem HaMemuna, that the door, the Shar, the gate, and the door was sent by Nikener from Mitzrayim. Pishpishim, there were pishpishim in that wall, the Shar Nekaner, Shorim Kitani B'Toich HaShorim HaGadolim, there were small walls inside the large gates, Vav Hein Miminyan Shleishesre Shorim, they're part of the number 13. V'af al gav degam l'shar beis ha-moiket hoi le-pishpash, even also that for the gate of the beis ha-moiket there was also a small door of pishpash. L'choshev le, it doesn't count it here, l'shoi ha-kotten b'yoser, that was very small, aval eilu hoi g'doyim k'tzas, these were a little bit big. V'ach masnis in this Mishnah, the Shleishesre Shorim of the 13 gates, mukmin la b'gemore b'Yerushalmi, we translate this in the Gemara in Rishalmi Kaba Yosi ben Chonon, like the opinion of a Yosi, the son of Chonon. Avol Chachamim Eim, the Chachamim say Shiva Sha'orim Hoyu Lazore, that there were only seven gates to the Azore. Inu Savre, and they hold the Hanach Shlich Esrei Yishtachavoy, is that these 13 bowing down prostration is connected Shlosh Esrei Pirtzei, that corresponds to the 13 breaks Sheportzu Malchiyovim, that the kings of Greek broke, that they breached, and when the kings Chashmonoim were victorious, the Godru Eisom Pirtzes, and they fixed up, they fenced in those breaches, so then they instituted the 13 bowing downs, Kineget Kol Pirtza Gedura Ishtachavoya, corresponding to each fixed, fenced breach, one prostration. Shloisha also shulchanos hoy b'migdash. There were 13 tables in the Beis Hamikdash. Shmoina shel shayish b'Beis Hamitbachayim. 8 tables made out of marble were in the slaughterhouse. Shaleya madichim lesakrovayim. On them they would wash the inside of the intestines. Shnayim b'mayir v'kervish. And there were 2 more tables on the west side from the ramp going up to mizbeach. Echad shel shayish. One was made out of marble. Ve'echad shel kesef. One was made out of silver. Al shel shayish, on the table made out of marble, hayu nesim seivorim, they would place the limbs from the korban tamid. Al shel kesef, but on the silver table, they would place the kleshores, the serving vessels, the vessel, the beis hamikdash that they used. Ushnayim, and then 2 tables were standing mu'ulam b'mifnim, in the ulam from the inside, a pesach habayis, by the door to the heichel. Echot shel shayish, one was made out of marble stone, ve'echot shel zov, and one was of gold. Al shel shayish, on the table from marble stone, noistim lechem aponim b'knesosi, they would place the lechem aponim, the face bread, when they brought him in on Friday. And he was standing there until Shabbos by day, and then they brought him into the heichel. Al shel zov, yitziosin, on the table of gold, they put the lechem aponim Shabbos by day, when they took him out from the heichel. And then it would lay there until the Kohanim distributed, divided themselves with them. Shabbai the Mekodesh v'loy merid, because by holy matters you need to bring it up higher and not lower. Therefore, you bring him a marble. You bring him the marble table inside to the golden table on the way out, and from the golden table. That's in the heichel on the golden table. What that is in the ulam. Ve'echot shel zov mibifnim, and there was a golden table inside the heichel. Sholom lechem aponim tomid, on it the lechem aponim was laying all the time. So he says the al shel shayis meniches evorim, that the limbs of the korbanos they would put on the marble table. Says the Bartanura, Achar HaNituach, after they would cut it up, Misadim Noisen Al HaShulchan, they would organize it on the table, Shei Achiyal Makahanim, till the Kohan would bring them up. B'lo Osum Shel Kesef, they didn't make it out of silver, or Yishel Zov, or gold. D'hoin Aniz Mokam Hashirus, because there is no poorness in the place where there is wealth, so why didn't they make it out of silver or gold? The Beis HaMikdash, should everything should be gold or silver. The fishazov akesav marsichim, because silver and gold and silver, they heat up umasrichim and they make it smelly. Vashayish mitzanen, but the marble that cools shemen abosol that keeps the meat shleasrich shouldn't smelly, become smelly. V'lo yisamichin alanesh shleasrich basar hakodesh ma'ilu, and they didn't rely on the miracle that the holy meat never smelled, and therefore they made it out of shayish. Also kesav kleisharis, on the silver one they had sitting the serving vessel, shemitzim b'chol beker, for every morning they would take out tzadi gimel klishores, 93 serving vessels. Kedet nam b'misachatomi, that we learned b'misachatomi. Noisim lechem aponim b'knisosoi.
noisnim lechem aponim b'knisosei. So the Bartanura says that on the marble one, they would place the lechem aponim at the entrance. Achar shenefspa, after it was baking, achi sadru al shulchan, until the time they organize it on the table. And val shazov b'yitziosei, and when going out, they placed them on the golden table. Voyesh munach shom. It laid there on the table, on the golden table, ad zman chulukose, until the time that they distributed. And the reason is shemailim bekoidesh v'lemeridim, because you go higher in holy matters, but you don't descend, you don't go lower. The kiva shesolku ma'ala shulchan shelzov. Once they have removed them from the golden table, emeridim noisal l'nichem b'shal kesef. You don't make it lower to put it on the kesef, and therefore you put it al shelzov. And since the lechem aponim was laying on a golden table, so once it was laying on the golden table, we have to keep it on gold. Mishneh hei shloisha asar shofros hayu b'mikdash. There were 13 boxes of these kind of shofros, as the Mishneh mentioned earlier. They were on top, they were narrow, and the bottom they were wide, and they were like a crooked, to make it difficult for cheaters to stick their hand in and take out the money while they're pretending to put in money. V'kotsuv aleihem, and on them it was written, on one of them was written, tiklin chadatin. That here it's, tiklin is the shkolim, chadatin new ones, new shkolim for the year. And on the old one, it was written, tiklin atikin. That here they place the old shkolim. If a person hadn't given a half a shekel last year, and he pays this year, so they put it into the second box, into the second holder. And on the third one, it was written, kinim, that here is money for the doves. These are the older doves. And on the fourth one, they wrote, goizle oilo. This is the young doves. That was the money that was put there for the young doves to bring an oila. And on the fifth one, it was written, Eitzim, that was tzedakah and nedoves, money for wood to the Mizbeach. On the sixth one, they wrote, Ulevoina, this is money to buy the spices. On the seventh one, it was written, Zov lakapodes, that here is money, nedoves, gold, or money to make vessels that you need for the Beis HaMikdash. Shisha, on the sixth one, sorry, on the other six boxes, it was written Lindova, that the money that is inside are gifts, and that is that on one of them it was written Moisar Chatos. If a person separated money to buy a Chatos and he bought a Chatos, a sin offering, and he had change left over, so he put the extra money in this box. On the other box, it was written Moisar Asham, that if it was leftover money from an Asham, he put it into that box. On the third box, it was written Moisar Kini Zovi Vizovi Eldis, that the men flow had a flow, or women with a flow, or those who give birth, they bought their doves to bring as a korban. And if they have money left over, they put it into that box. On the fourth box, it was written Moisar Korbanis Nozir, that's extra left over from the karma of a nazir, that if a nazir had extra money from his karbonis, so he put it into that box. On the fifth box, it was written, Moisar Asham Metzoira, that if a Metzoira had leftover money from his Asham that he bought, he put it into that box. And on the sixth box, it was written, Nidove, one who gives a gift to the Mizbeach should put it into that box. These are the 13 boxes. Tiklin chadatin, what means new shekels, shebechol shana v'shono, that what you give every year, the new ones. Atikin is old ones, that means mishalok shekel ishtakid, one who didn't give the machzer shekel the previous year, shekel shana bo, he can give in the next year. You give next year, that comes for previous year. Kinim heim toirim, kinim, that means all doves, and goiz lo'eilo hein b'nei yoyna. And goiz lo'eilo, that talks about, that's b'nei yoyna, that's young doves. V'chulon oilus, and all of them, the old doves and the young doves, you all bring them for oilas. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, says Rabbi Yehuda, v'chom meim l'chom say, kinim, the old doves, echot chatos, one dove you brought as a chatos, v'echot oila, one dove you brought for an oila, v'goiz l'oila, and the young doves, kulon oilas, they all were brought as oilas. We'll see the Batanura. So on the 13 shofres, the boxes shaped like shofres that were in the Beis HaMikdash, so on them was written, one of them was written, Taklin Chadatin. As the Bartanurik, the Mefarish Masnisa, the Mishnah explains, Shaboy Noishlim Shikle Shanazu, in those boxes they gave the Shkolim that they bought, the new ones for this year. Ukshigiyaz Man Hatruma, and when the time of the Truma reached, they needed to take out from there for to buying the actual Korbanos. Hagizbar Moitza Shkolim Shebeshefer, the attendant would take out the Shkolim from the box, from the Shefer, V'noisnam Lelishka, and he puts it into the Lishka, Kadesh Yitrum Mehem, they should take Truma from them. V'Hasheni, and the second Shefer, Kosovo Lovanet, was written Teklin Atikin. Those are older shkolim. Umisha lo hevi shikle ba'isu shono, a person who didn't bring a shekel in that year, mevi b'shono sh'achar kach, he brings it in the next year. V'neisnon l'shefer, he puts it into this shefer. V'gizbar noitlom v'neisnon b'shira ha'lishka, and the gizbar takes them and places them in what's left over of the lishka, not to buy truma from the nisnu year, but that the leftover lishka, as we learned earlier, that what they did with the different monies. The Shira Lishka, that went basically to fix up things that needed fixing, and even in the city, as we learned earlier in the Masechta Shkolim, what they did the Shira Lishka. But that wasn't used, Yitru Mehem, to use that for the actually buying of the Korbanos, because you needed to buy from the new Shkolim. And Agimol, and the third one, the third Shefer, Kosovo Lova, and it was written Kinim. Vehem Toirim Gedolim, that is the large doves. Vahadalid, and the fourth one, Goiz Lo'ilo, those are Bnei Yoina, those are small pigeons. V'kulon Oilos, they're all Oilos. Abel HaMevim Kinechayva, but those who brought those kinim, those doves that were mandatory, Noisnin Hamois or Ifes Liad HaKoyin, they give directly the money or the birds. Depending if they either buy it or they give the money then, or they have actually bought birds, they give it directly Yad HaKoyin. They give it to the Koyin. They wouldn't put money into the Shofer. Mefarish Tarm B'Yerushalmi, and he explains the reason Yerushalmi Pnei Hataroivis, because of being mixed up. Shema Yomus Echod Mibali Kinim, because maybe one of the owners of the that has to bring the obligation, the doves. Obligation means for a metzora, for a yildus, or for a zov and a zova. Those are called. They have to bring these birds as a mandatory. So if they die, v'nimtzo de mechatos meisu baleos, then it'll be the money in the box will be money of a chatos whose owner have died. The ozlo Lemisa, and then what you're supposed to do with that is that she's supposed to be going to Misa, that that pigeon, Mureves Behen, is mixed in with them. So because some of the money has to go for the Chatos, and that money cannot be used, and now you have a mixture, because that money is mixed in with together with the other money. Avarabon Lechayshi Lohachim, but the Rabbonon, don't worry about this. V'savri, and they hold the b'shofer shel kinim, that in the box of the kinim, asimim demei kinechayva, that you could put in also the money for the mandatory kinim, the mandatory doves, the birds. U'b'chol ha'mois nemtzoyim boi, and with all the money that is found in there, makrivim kan echot chatos, you bring one kan. You make a chatos ve'echad oila, one you make a korban oila. So in the shefer of kinim, you're only going to put the kinechayva, and from the money is going to be kanechad chatos ve'echad oila. And umisheni, and from the second one, from the bnei geizle oila,
Kulam Nidove, they'll all be Nidove, will crave Oilis, and they will bring them as Oilis. Then you had Eitzim, one box said that it was Eitzim. One who wants to give a gift of wood for the burning of the Mizbech, puts the money in there. Levoina, that's a misnad of Levoina. One who wants to give a gift to Levoina, puts money in there. And the attendants, they take the money that is in the box, and they buy from Levoina, maktir al Mizbech, and you offer an incense on the Mizbech. Zov, that's gold. It's not of zov. A person gives a gift of gold. Noisin Shom puts it in there. Oidmei shavyei, or the value. Vuhula kapoides. That is for the kapoides. What does it mean for the kapoides? Kolei me damizle klei shoris. That's for the serving vessels. That's for the utensils, the dishes that they used in the Beis Hamikdash. Amizrakois, the throwers in which the blood, they would throw the blood with them. Nikru kipuri zov bezre. They're called golden kippurim in Ezra. But divra yomim, lefisha koyen mekaneach etzba bahem bein azor lahazor. Because kippurim means watch, washing, wiping away. So that in Ezra divra yomim they're called kippurim, are wiping away. Lefisha koyen mekaneach etzboi bahem, because the koyen would wipe his finger bein azor lahazor, between sprinkle and sprinkle. Ubein matonis al chatos, in between the giving of the blood of the chatos, shashiraim shebezba psulim, because what's left over on the finger is puzzle for the sprinkling, so he has to wipe down, and he wipes it down on the kippurizov, on the mizrakis, so his finger doesn't have any left over from the previous blood. Shisha l'nedova, then the six were given for gifts. Shisha shefores and nesores in l'nedova. The six shefores that are left over there for nedova. Ha'echad kosov olav meiser chatos. One is written over, left over from the chatos. Abeis meiser osha was left over from the osha. Magimul, the third one, meiser kini zovim vizovim vizovim, what's left over from the kini vizovim vizovim in the yodis. And badalad, and the fourth one is meiser korbanis nazir, what's left over from the korbanis nazir. Hahei, the fifth one is Meiser Asher Mitzayda. What's left over Asher Mitzayda? Havav, and the sixth one is Nedava Stam, just a general Nedava. And Umish Yifrish Mois Lechatis, one that who's separated money for Ekor Mechatis Bekona Chatos, and he bought the Chatis Meiser Mina Mois, and there's money left over. Mashlech HaMeiser LeShefer SheKosu BeMeiser Chatis. He throws the money into the Shefer, in which is written, that's the extra lechatos. V'chei meiser osham, same thing as what's left over the osham, mashlich l'shoifer, he throws into the shoifer, shekosu by meiser osham, which left written on it, the leftover of the osham. V'chei kulam. So, the shoifer shekosu by nedov estam, the shoifer that had just written plain, a gift, kol mishin is not the dover l'mizbeach, anybody who wants to give any gift to the mizbeach, noisim l'teicher, puts it in there. Mishnevov, ha'imer, harei olai etzim. When one says, I'm going to bring a gift of wood, Leifchos Mishnei Gzirim, he should not bring no less than two pieces of wood. Levoina, if he says, I'm going to bring a gift of spices, Leifchos Mekoimetz, should not bring less than a full hand of Besom. Zov, if he says, I'm going to bring gold, he has to bring a coin of gold. Leifchos Medinner Zov, should not bring any less than a dinner made out of gold. Shisha l'nedova, if he says six boxes, and in there there's money for, so the six boxes in them was money for a nedova. So then, nedova. So the box that in there is, that has the money for a nedova. Ma'oya isimbo, what did you do with the money? Lo'ichimbo oilis, you would buy for the money oilis. Habosar l'shem, the meat, you would sacrifice to Hashem, and the skin, the leather, you would give to the Kohanim. This is the drush, the expounded by Yoyoda the Kohen Gadol. It says in the Pasuk, Oshim Hu, Oshim Oshim Lashem. Oshim Hu means that it remains an Oshim. That should remain to the Kohanim. Oshim Lashem means that you should give it totally to God. However, Zaklal, this is the rule. Kol shehubo mishum chet u mishum ashma. Anything that comes because of either a chatos or an osham, that is, that he separated money to buy an osham or a chatos, and he bought it, and he has leftover money. So for the leftover money, yilkach boy oilus, you should buy oilus. Habosar l'shem, the meat goes to Hashem, that is to be burned on the mizbeach, va'oiris l'kahanim, and the leather, the skin goes to the kahanim. Nimtu shnei ksuvim kayom. So then it turns out that both psukim come true. Oshoim l'Hashem, va'oshoim l'kohanim. The oshom is to Hashem, that's the meat, and the oshom is to the kohanim, that's the leather. Va'oimer. And further the pasuk says, kesh sev oshom v'kesef chatos. The money of an oshom and the money from a chatos. Lo yuva beis Hashem, that should not be brought in the house of Hashem. Like a yohanim yu, this should be to the kohanim. So you cannot say that the money that he consecrated for the chatos and for the oshom, you should give it to the kohen. He has to sacrifice it. But we mean that if he bought a chatos and oshom and there was leftover money, so for the leftover money, he should buy oilus. And the meat, you sacrifice, and the skin belongs to the kohanim. See the Bartanura? Lo yifchis, one who says eitzim, lo yifchis b'shnei gzirim. Lo yifchis b'shnei gzirim, says about the Nura, misnadev eitzim stam, one who gives a gift of eitzim, just plain, lo yifchis b'beis gzorim, to give no less than two pieces. Eitzim shemesadim na marocha, like those woods that they organize on the marocha and the fire they burn on the mizbeach. V'yidu ha yeshurim, they knew that what the measurement was. V'davka misnadev eitzim stam, but this is specifically one who says, I'm going to give wood in without specifying. But if a person wants to bring only one wood, he can bring. You don't have to bring two woods, but we're saying, if you're saying eitzim, then it means two. If you are giving levoina, you have at least a koimetz. That is the amount of levoina that comes together with the meal offering. The ksiv, it says, that he'll raise from it, from the levoina, with his koimetz. And it says, misoilas amincho mishamno, from the flour of the mincha and its oil, that's called levainosa. And all of it's levaino. Uma haroma de mincha koimetz, just like the raising of the mincha is a koimetz, av levaino koimetz, also levaino is a koimetz. But davka misnadev stam, this is only if a person says, generally says levaino. Avalim rotzo lohavi, but even if he wants to bring afilu koidet shel levaino, a drop of levaino maybe he can bring. Same thing goes, misnadev zov stam, if a person says, I'm going to give gold, lo yifchis, dinar zov, shouldn't give no less than a golden dinar. Vahu, conditional sheiski tzuras matbeya, that he mentioned that he's going to give the shape of a coin. Avalim lo hiski matbeya, but if he didn't say a coin, elozov stam gold, maybe he can bring afilu tzinora, even a little tzinor, shu kimin mazle kotnes, is like a small kind of a fork. So then the Mishnah quoted that shisha l'nedove, and according to the previous Mishnah, that six of the boxes, they were meant for a nedove. So the six boxes that they used for, and the six shavs they used for a nedove, and those were all the moisture that were left over from all the different chatoes. So the Gemara, the Mishnah wanted to know, nedove, ma'ayu eisimbo, so what did you do with that nedove, the Mishnah said, that you brought with that from those six boxes, and the Mishnah answered that loichim bo oilis, that you took you purchased with them the carbon oilis, and abosol l'shem ba'oilis l'kohanim, and the meat goes for Hashem, and the skin that goes for the kohanim. So the Gemara brings the drash that the Mishnah brings a drash that the yodah kohen gadol darshent, that the pasuk says oshim hu oshim oshim l'Hashem. So, the difficulty, says the Bartanura, the kosher kro, the pasuk is difficult to actually say from the beginning to the end. The oshem who, the language when it says oshem who mashma, that is appears b'aviyosu b'ilchosu yehi. It should be in its way, in its halachas, shu nechal kahanim, that it's eaten to the kahanim. But oshem l'Hashem, but then he says oshem l'Hashem is mashma. That seems like shekul l'Hashem, it's for Hashem. So Medorash Yodah Koyen, so Yodah Koyen Darshan expounded that Oshem Oshem Lashem. It says like this: Kol Shubam Mishum Chait Mishum Ashma. Anything that comes because of a sin or because of an Oshem Kigoyin, If he separated money for a chatos or osham, and then they have left over, so what's left over, you buy oilis. So what you have, habosor laHashem, the flesh goes, the meat goes to Hashem, because it's burned, va'oilis lekahanim, and the oilis go for the kahanim. Then it turns out that shnei mikrois kayomim, that both of these psukim are fulfilled. Oshem laHashem is habosor, that goes to Hashem, but oshem laKohanim ha'oiris. Ve'echim motzinu medrash ze b'yoheyoda. Where do we find yoda this medrash? The k'sib b'malachim b'yoheyoda, because b'malachim in malachim in sefer malachim b'yoheyoda it's written kesef oshem b'kesef chatos layuva beis Hashem laKohanim yiyo. The money for the oshem and the money for the chatos shall not be brought to Hashem, should be for the Kohen. So the Iyav Shalemer, the Kesef Shekodesh Shem Chatzos Shem Oshem, can't say that he's talking about it, that the money that the person consecrated for a Chatzos and for a Oshem, Yehenu Menah Kohanim, that should go for the Kohanim, not for Hashem. But he has to say that this is what he said. Yasu Mimenu, that we're talking about the extra money, so from that you should make something. Dovor sheyehanu bo hakohanim, do something that the kohanim can benefit. V'hainu oilos, and that is the oilos. Sheha oilos lekohanim, that is the oilos, because from the carbon oila, the skin goes to the kohanim. So basically, this is the source that when you have extra money left over from a person who was mafresh for a chatos or for a oshem, and those were the nedoves, so on the rest of the nedoves, from the Oshem, for the Chatos, so that goes to buy Korban Oilos, because then there's going to be a benefit for the Kohen and also a benefit for Hashem in the fact that the Basar goes to Hashem and the Oilos go to the Kohen. This concludes this Perek Vav from Masechta Shkolim.